The comedian Julia Sweeney is back in her hometown this week. One of her main reasons for coming back to Spokane is to perform her one-woman monologue, Julia Sweeney, Older and Wider. That's Friday evening at the Martin Woldson Theater at the Fox. But she's also here to visit her mother and to see old friends. On Tuesday, she went back to her alma mater, Gonzaga Prep, to talk with students about her career and to teach them about improvisational comedy. Sweeney recently moved back to Los Angeles after 10 years in Chicago. She did some writing, some teaching with the famed Second City Improvisational Group. After her talk, Sweeney invited 8 students up on stage to do a variety of improv exercises.
1, 2, 3, go.
Afraid.
At Second City, I was helping out with the history of comedy and film class. I fell so in love with the students. All I wanted to do was be there teaching this class. And then I just thought, no, I still have more in me before I want to be a teacher or whatever. And then I was performing and I was loving that. But just doing that makes me crazy how much I want to be a teacher.
Sweeney is also reveling in being a mother to her daughter, Mulan.
Last summer, we went on 14 college tours. I could give the college tours by the end.
Mulan chose to attend The Ohio State University because of its engineering program. It's also one of America's great traditional football powerhouses.
We get the application form. We get all the things. It says you should buy your football tickets on this day. It doesn't even say optional. It just says buy football tickets. This makes me crazy. I tell Mulan she does not have to buy football tickets. And she says, I want to try it out. So for our family, my husband and I, who are not sports people in any way, we're like, oh, God, okay, try it out. But we're pretty confident she's not going to like it. I'm waiting that first day. I get the call from her. It's the greatest experience of her life. She already understands everyone's position. She had all kinds of comments that I can't even regurgitate here that require inside knowledge of football. She had memorized the fight song or whatever. She now has gone to 4 games. She paints herself red and wears a red outfit and then was part of a whole hashtag Buckeye thing. She's already put down her down payment to go on a bus to go to Penn State when they're playing them. She thinks football's great. It is so hilarious. Michael and I, my husband, it's like she's in a cult. It's like we have to accept her. She has songs and parades and slogans, and she's in a whole other world.
It's a world that is fair game for her mother when she gets up on stage.
But I will run it by her first. She gets to say yes or no. And in fact, in the show that I'm doing, Older and Wider, I tell a really personal story of hers, really personal, about her first boyfriend and how it ended in a bad way. And then anyway, it's a long story, and it's a big part of the show. And I was never going to use that, even though I have to say it was hilarious how it all came down. Okay. And then she brought it up to me. She said, you should tell that story. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah. Do it.
Julia Sweeney turns 59 in October, and she's finding a new place for herself in the performing world. Saturday Night Live is in her past. Monologues are her main vehicle now, but she's eyeing new acting opportunities as well.
I really do feel like I've finally grown into myself. Like, I'm the right look for my personality. Like, I could tell in Wilmette, even before I moved back to L.A., I thought, I'm going to be the mom on either a TV show or something of a comedian or somebody. Like, I won't be the main character, but I'm going to be a good support character. And I'll probably be a mom. And that's what happened. I got on this show, Shrill. It's coming out on Hulu in March, and I'm A.D. Bryant's mom. And I already have had all other inquiries from other big comedians about playing the mom. And I feel like, oh, my God, this might be my time. I don't know. We'll see. I want to work till I'm 80, and then I swear to God I'm quitting. No, if I'm lucky enough to live that long, I would love to work. I love it. To me, it's fun.
And did it help moving back to L.A.?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so funny because my husband's trying to retire from his work in Chicago, but it's been hard for him to figure out how to do it. And then I was so hankering to get back to L.A. And then I got this part, like, almost on my transition to L.A. And then he said, well, now you could live in Chicago. Now that you have this series, why don't you just live in Chicago? But I want to be in L.A. because it is where everything's happening. And I'm going on voiceover auditions. And it's just, It is in the middle of it, LA. Plus, I lived there for so long, it feels more like home than Chicago does. I'm ready. I'm
excited. When Julia Sweeney finished her session with the Gonzaga prep students, she lingered a while, she talked with kids, reveling in the few minutes she had to talk with her old high school drama teacher. She posed for pictures. She's had a few days to immerse herself again in her hometown.
My mom lives here, and she has a condo here, and I love it, and it looks out over the city, so my big relationship with Spokane is looking out from her condo to downtown. And I walk up to Manitou Park, and I walked over to Marycliffe this morning, and I walk over to Huckleby's, and I walk up to 26th and Lincoln, which is where we had our old house that I grew up in. And I have friends that live here. I'm still close with about 8 girlfriends that I went all the way through school with. We're getting together on Thursday night for dinner. So I actually have a pretty strong relationship with Spokane. Like, I could totally live here. My husband wouldn't live here. He would feel that he would be the only Jew anyone knew. He goes, I cannot live somewhere where I will be the only Jewish person in the town, which is not true.
Julia Sweeney's Older and Wider show starts Friday night at 8 at the Fox. Next week on Inland Journal, we'll continue with stories about people and ballot measures that will appear on the November ballot in Washington and Idaho. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. If you miss us on the radio, you can listen to or read our stories online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Thank you for listening and for providing your financial support. I'm Doug Nadvornik.